This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast, where normally I read a 100 word story, or one of the deranged regular guest writers writes one and reads it out loud. But today is Saturday, so it's time for the weekly challenge, where I give out a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. Now, some of you choose not to reveal your voices, or you have a little problem with your equipment. So I have to drag out a midget I keep locked in a closet to read your stories for you. The topic this week was a cell phone. Let's see, how many do we have this week? 5 stories to read. Well, at least we're keeping things stable. And I hear that Tomer Israeli is a little busy right now, so he'll probably be back very soon. Let's see who goes first. The winner of last week's challenge was, well, what do you know, it's a landslide by Ellison. The man is unstoppable, I tell you. So why stop him now? It's time for Ellison.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This is the 7th weekly challenge, this one entitled Cell Phone, and this is my submission. This story is entitled Cell. Thompson flipped the phone open, punched a few numbers. Buy order. 200,000 shares, Genenco Common. $20.25 a share max. Do it. He rubbed his hands together. It was melodramatic, but so what? The buyout wouldn't be announced until tomorrow morning, after which those 20 buck shares would be worth hundreds, and Thompson was bulletproof in case the SEC came sniffing around. It was the opportunity of a lifetime. The next morning, Thompson got his broker on the line. The buy order hadn't gone through. Shit! Sorry, Mr. T, but you know the rules. You can't buy stock using a cell phone. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
The one and only Ellison, folks. Last week's winner. Let's give him a hand. Okay. That's normally where I put a sound effect of applause, but I didn't feel like looking it up. All right. Once we get the winner squared away, we feature the rookies or first-timers. I'm pleased to announce that we've got 3 rookies in the lineup today. That's great. Welcome to the show. The first is Sharon Lynn Falk of, let me get this right, Obla Dio Blah Blog. Sure, that's a Beatles tune or something. I'm not too sure what that means, but let's hear what she's come up with. Sharon Lynn Folk.
She sat with a sly smile on her face, like the cat who had swallowed the cream. The man watched her from across the bar. He wanted to know what was behind that smile. Every now and again, the woman closed her eyes, squirmed a bit, and leaned her head back against the booth. She looked like she was in heaven. Across town, a child called her mother's cell phone. It rang and rang and rang. There was never an answer. The room filled with smoke, and the child could feel the flames get closer. She coughed, and her eyes burned.
Thank you, Sharon. That was pretty good. Okay, now let's go to the second rookie on our list. Let's listen to Gabrielle of Abigav.
If my calculations are correct, this is a 100-word story about a cell phone. Call failed. Always remember, I love you, and Allah Akbar. Khalid hefted his backpack and hustled out the door. Love you too, honey. Enjoy your day. But have you seen my... Fatima's voice trailed off as the door slammed shut. Cell phone? She was certain she left it on the table near Khalid's backpack yesterday. No matter, she thought, spotting Khalid's phone. She dialed and listened carefully for her personalized death for the Jews ringtone. But Khalid's cell phone only beeped, call failed, as a loud blast rocked the street outside. Damn Israelis, Fatima grumbled. Must have blown up the cell tower again.
That's a good one. I'm looking forward to hearing more from Gabrielle. Finally, there's a person who identifies themselves only as B. Well, hold on here. There's no recording. Well, I guess B will have to wait for the midget to get out of the bathroom. Now that we've got last week's winner done and the rookies done, it's time for the regulars. And, well, here we have longtime 100-word stories veteran Andrew Ian Dodge. Let's hear what he's come up with for the challenge this week.
His cell phone, or rather his mobile, sat idle in his pocket as he stood by the sea watching the gathering storm. His phone lost signal, but Rod really didn't notice. He was too busy staring at the oncoming breakers with a surfer's eye, itching to get out there. His wetsuit gripped his body under his coat. Waves called to him, blinding him to the clouds. His board was in the backpack and was now free. Rod was alone with his surf. Rod wandered into the sea full of bravado. The sea was waiting for him, full of expectation, brewing patiently.
That was Andrew Ian Dodge of Andrew Ian Dodge. You can catch more of his work here almost every day. All right, so it's time for the moment you've been waiting for. May I present to you the perverted midget reading B's story.
Fran was in the restaurant awaiting her order when her cell phone rang. Something was happening at work. One of the drivers she had dispatched before leaving work had his load shift, causing his trailer to overturn. Fran shrugged off the irritated looks and finished her 20-minute call. Surely they understood she was really doing them a favor. She was helping them avoid sitting in traffic on Main Street for the next 2 hours. Her waiter, having received an early and sizable tip from a nearby table of 12, had a load shift of his own with Fran's chicken marsala.
That was a pretty good story. Ruined by a perverted midget. Okay, well, that's it for this week. Tune in to... Oh, no. Folks, you know how it is. I get all this set up. I get all the files formatted and lined up and organized. And sure enough, there's one more. And you know who it's from.
Planet Z.
Okay, here we go. Let me just hit play.
Secure communication is the key to prison breaks, said Abdul Mohammed. Get phones. Yes, said Mohammed. A month later, Mohammed bought the smallest cell phones available, programmed their numbers in, stuck them in plastic bags, and swallowed them. The last time he visited the prison, they had wire mesh separating the visitors and prisoners. This time, they had bulletproof glass and speakers. Get arrested, said Abdul. Mohammed stood up and got in a fight with a guard. One punched his stomach, and Mohammed went down, ringing. You didn't turn them off, did you? Said Abdul to his new cellmate.
And there you have it. 6 cell phone stories, all in 100 words. Thanks to everyone who rose to the challenge and sent in their stories. A job well done. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a bit. Until then, you can head to the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite one from this week. Winner goes first next week. There's also the archives of 100-word stories, over 600 to choose from. Well, let's just go ahead and hit file save and ship this one off to the server, because we're out of here for this week. See y'all next week, and remember, think hundreds.